Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Mulligans podcast with your host, Jackson Dibble and Todd McGill.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Mulligans. I'm your host, Jackson Dibble.
And I'm Todd McGill.
Welcome back, everybody. We hope you all enjoyed yesterday's episode. We're going to kick it off today with a much shorter episode, as usual, what we do on every Wednesday. It's much more straight to the point. We go through the FanDuel matchups along with the withdrawals, the added players, and the weather for the week. Usually, we just jump straight into the withdrawals. We like to get things going here on the second episode of the week. We like to keep it a lot shorter. We like to get it going. Todd, you want to start us off with the withdrawals?
Yeah, so the only one so far right now is Keegan Bradley.
Right.
There's not really any news about why, so I'm not really sure.
I looked into it a little bit, and it looked like he was having back issues the week before. But when you look into FanDuel things, it says it was not announced why he withdrew.
Okay.
It was a back. He doesn't want to just admit it.
So I don't know if this field already had a missing person, because they added two players.
Yeah, and only one withdrew.
Jim Nose and Matt Every.
Both coming in at $7,000 a piece.
Yeah, I'm not very excited to play either one of them.
You know why I feel like they might have added two?
Why?
Because maybe Charlie Hoffman's about to withdraw.
They just know it's coming.
Yeah, they know it's coming.
Okay,
so you kept laughing at earlier. You got something funny to say.
Yeah, so literally last week, Matt Every shot 84
oh.
at the American Express
oh.
in his first round.
And he's here.
I mean, I guess, you know, you got to get back on the saddle, but
His first round? What did he do the second round?
I think he shot even his second round, but it doesn't really.
Talk about scared.
Yeah, he might as well have just went home after the first
one. Yeah, seriously. So he was probably a little scared, and he'll probably be really scared here.
Right now he's 0 for 8 on made cuts.
Oh, yeah.
So
both these guys come at $7,000. It'd be a miracle if any of them made the cut.
Yeah, go Matt Every, I guess.
Yeah, I think the reason they do two is because I think Jim Noss might be the Monday qualifier guy, because they always have one Monday qualifier guy in the tournament.
That's right.
So I'm assuming that's why. That's him. But he had a profile picture, so he must have.
He's got to be on tour.
He must have done something before.
Yeah.
Maybe web.com. I don't know. Oh, sorry. The Corn Ferry Tour.
I'm never going to be able to get that right.
No. It's awful. But other than the withdrawals and added players, we're going to go into the weather for this week. Of course, the weather always plays a very important part in the tournament, especially at Torrey Pines. It's a bomber course.
Yeah, once you get next to the ocean.
Yeah. And we got some interesting weather this week.
Yeah. So right now, you know, like we said on yesterday's show, right now it's looking like Thursday, high of 65, winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. And Friday it goes down a little bit to 58 degrees. Winds kind
of
kick up.
Rain.
Yeah, 70% chance. Winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. So it's
Woo.
Looking like if your guys can make the cut, you know, you just got to pretty much survive that battle, because the weekend looks really nice right now. Highs in the mid-60s, winds 5 to 10 miles an hour.
Yeah, there's 10% chance of rain Saturday, none Sunday.
And if it rains, the golf course is just going to be so soft.
That's what's so exciting, because, A, I love the Torrey Pines tournament to begin with. It's very exciting, like we said yesterday, especially since it's going to be at the U.S. Open this year.
Mm-hmm.
But when Thursday is going to be a pretty good day and Friday is just going to be nasty, and then the rest of the weekend is going to be pretty clear and good weather, it's going to make for a very fun weekend.
Yeah.
It's probably going to – I mean, if we could probably potentially see like an Aaron Patrick Cantlay kind of action, like someone just comes out of nowhere.
I could definitely see this being a course where if you could just make the cut, you're still in play.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the 100%. Last couple of weeks, if you're not dropping like 67 – pretty average the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
You're getting left in the dust. But, I mean, if the weather stays like it's forecasted right now, yeah, I mean, you could – hell, I don't even know, maybe 3-4 under, depending on the weather, could be leading this thing going into the weekend.
It really could.
I mean, it could be very bunched.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see anything – honestly, just from weather and just history of this tournament, I don't see anything over – six or seven under leading into the turn into the weekend.
I don't either. Unless Thursday the wind dies down, they just go deep.
But it's going to be so interesting because some of them are playing North Course, some are playing South Course.
Right.
So some of these guys, they're not going to be happy.
Yeah, depending on who gets to play the South Course on Friday.
That's how the tour works. That's just how it is. But if you're good enough, you'll make the cut anyway. So, buddy.
Hopefully.
All right. That's done with the weather, the added players and withdrawals. We just go through that very quickly because we like to take our time and in-depth look at the tournament matchups for the week. The tournament matchups are kind of an interesting thing that FanDuel does. DraftKings does them as well, but again, we run everything that we do through FanDuel. And the matchups, they just take two pretty much just random people or just one random person. Well, I guess two in turn, one from each side, but –
yeah,
they're not just going to put like Peter Malnati versus John Rahm.
Right. They're going to put similar caliber level, I would think.
It's when you look at the odds on Sportsbook, nobody is ever like plus like 150 or over or minus 150 or over, whatever.
Yeah.
It's always very close matchups, but sometimes in our opinion there is a genuine clear winner sometimes. And every week we go through this, and right now we are not keeping record because this is another practice episode. We're not keeping our record. We will start keeping our record once we start doing this. But, Todd, do you have anything else to say about the explanations of the matchups?
Not really. I think we can get right into it.
Yeah. It's really just, like with the first one, it's John Rahm, Rory McIlroy. Just whoever finishes the best at the end of the tournament wins the matchup.
Pretty much.
But that being said, John Rahm, Rory McIlroy. I'm going to start right here. John Rahm.
You know, I was thinking about that.
He's minus 128. Rory's plus 102.
That's the only reason why I want to go with Rory, just for the money aspect, because you're losing money against Rahm, and I.
Yeah, I ain't losing money.
Well, you're not
making as much.
Yeah, you're not making what you put into it.
That's fair.
I guess I should say.
Do you honestly think that Rory finishes better than John Rahm?
I don't know, man. They got similar track records here.
Yeah.
Rahm withdrew last week with some back issues, and Rory finished third.
Fair enough. Yeah,
I'll probably go with Rory.
Well, in the future, we are going to be competing against each other on these matchups.
Yep.
Right now, it's not as big of a deal, but in the future, we will be. So I'll take John Rahm. You take Rory. Take us on the next one with old Xander.
Yeah, we got Xander Schauffele against everybody's sweetheart, Tony Finau.
Yay. Xander Schauffele's minus 136, and Tony Finau's plus 108.
Yeah, you got to keep doing that. I keep forgetting to mention that. I'm probably going to go with Xander again.
What? We're battling again.
Oh, you're going to go with Tony?
Tony Finau.
Wow, I know you're high on both these guys. So.
Finau, okay, I said it yesterday. I kept talking about my boys yesterday. Cam Davis, Ryan Palmer, and Mark Leisher are in my top five of my boys. When I say top five, that's because my other two boys are vacant. There's nobody in my boys' spot right now.
Ah, okay.
If Finau does what I want him to do this week, Finau might enter my boys' section. But Xander, Xander, don't get me wrong, Xander's one of my favorite golfers on tour. I think he's fantastic. I think he's going to have a great career. But this is a bomber course, and Xander's not a bomber.
That is true. That is true. I mean, he's not short, but I will agree. Yeah,
I just think Tony Finau has a lot more opportunities than Xander was. Xander will definitely make the cut. He will get it done.
Yeah.
But I think Tony Finau finishes better. You like Xander this week.
You've persuaded me. I'll go Tony.
Yeah, I'm a good guy. we'll just keep rotating back and forth. We can just switch it every time.
All right, yeah.
Harris English and Hideki Matsuyama. Harris English is minus 122, and Hideki Matsuyama is minus 102. I like Harris English.
Yeah, Hideki hasn't shown me anything.
Hideki Matsuyama has a fantastic track record here, but
he's playing awful.
He's not doing good. It's literally like the past like year he's been playing bad.
Yeah, and Hideki's one of those guys. Once he gets going, he's gonna keep it going. It's just that switch is gonna click.
I don't think it's gonna be here.
I don't think it will be.
Not with Friday also being just such bad weather. I don't see it. And Harris English has already won this year, and he has a track record here. And the place that he actually won at was my course comparison of the week as well. So I think Harris English definitely plays good here. I think Harris English might break top 10. I see Hideki Matsuyama breaking top 20 at best.
I mean, the greens, as far as grass types and whatever, are different. But, yeah, it's definitely going to play conditions-wise at least the first 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty close to the way Century did. It was very windy there, too.
Yeah. Do you like Harris?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Awesome.
I gotta wait to see some form from Hideki.
Take the next one.
We got Patrick Reed and Jason Day. Patrick Reed is -120. Jason Day is -108. I don't know.
If you listen to yesterday's podcast, Jason Day could very easily win this tournament because he's won before, but it's his debut. Patrick Reed is also one of the streakiest golfers, in my opinion. Maybe not streakiest. He's like super consistent, and then he's really consistent about being bad. So maybe he's one of the most consistent golfers. But
Day's making his first start.
Yeah, Patrick Reed has a good track record here too, but I like Jason Day. I think he finishes better.
I'll go with Jason.
Yeah, it goes against my nature to bet on someone that's doing their debut, but I like Jason at -108.
Now, when we're doing these, we're not recommending that you take all of these. So some of these, like this one in general, it's kind of a hold my nose and pick them out.
Generally, like when we see matchups that we're like, you should take it, like this is good, then like we'll point that out. Like the Tony Finau and Xander one we mentioned earlier, in my opinion, Tony Finau being +108, that's pretty good odds, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The one we mentioned last one we mentioned, Harris English versus Hideki Matsuyama.
I really like that one.
Yeah, Harris English is -122. Take it.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Jason Day versus Patrick Reed. I like Jason Day at -108, but I don't like him enough to take it.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same.
Right.
Next
up, Sungjae Im versus Matthew Wolff. I'm not this is really funny.
I know you don't really like either of these guys.
If you listen to any of our practice episodes, I don't like Sungjae Im very much, and I don't like Matthew Wolff very much. I don't dislike them. I literally said the exact same thing about both of them. They have to do something for me to like them.
Yeah.
And Sungjae Im is -116 and Matthew Wolff is -108. I personally think Matthew Wolff finishes better here.
He kind of – Sungjae had it going last week until pretty much the weekend. I think he made a triple on 9.
Yeah.
Friday, or maybe it was Saturday, and, I mean, he was just gone. So
I don't know. Matthew Wolff hits it a long way.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to lean Wolff also. I'm going to go with the distance here.
That's not a matchup I would say take, though.
No.
Not right at it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to take every single one we say, but we don't know if that's like a guarantee, like you got to take it.
Right.
All right, so next
next up we've got Brooks Koepka and Victor Hovland. This is this is an odd matchup. They're both -112.
I like Victor.
I honestly do too.
Brooks doesn't care.
I don't think he does.
Unless it's a major, he really doesn't care.
I mean,
he just goes out there and he's just like, I'm just gonna play golf, whatever. I'll finish tied 25th. I don't care. I'll take
my
$90,000 paycheck. Like, who cares?
He's low key turning into one of the guys I don't like on tour.
Yeah, I'd like to see him win a major this year just so, like, he can prove himself that, like, he kind of has a reason to not care. But I don't know. I never, like, liked him, but I never disliked him.
Did you see his tweet? Or not? No, it wasn't a tweet. I think a reporter asked him about something about finishing 20th, and he, like, took a dig at Kisner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's like, well, when I come out here to compete, you know, I'm coming out here to win, you know, but I heard they pay a lot for 20th.
Bull crap.
I'm like, dude.
No, you don't.
I have yet to see you compete in a non-major yet.
Yeah, and if you are actually trying to come out here to compete, then you're crap at regular tournaments.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what happens to you, but.
Like, all of a sudden, you just turn it on.
Your game just shows
majors.
Up 4 times a year, and that's it.
No, I call baloney on that. I like Victor Hovland. I like Victor Hovland enough to take that. You should take Victor Hovland over Brooks.
I do too, honestly.
I like it. Next up, Adam Scott versus Mark Leishman.
Australian versus Australian.
The Aussie versus the Aussie. They're both -112. I know who I'm taking, and I think you should take it. But that really makes me sad because, oh, my God, the next one.
I know. That's what I was about to say.
This is two Australians versus each other. We are big Australian team guys right now. We are Team Australia right now. But I like Mark Leishman over Adam Scott. I think your comment yesterday kind of persuaded me that if Adam Scott makes the cut, then he'll be like, yeah, okay, let's do this game on. But Mark Leishman is always in the game, I think.
I think he is too, and Adam, he just doesn't –
But Mark Leishman won last year.
Right, and he doesn't strike me – I think Adam's kind of building for the Masters. I don't think he's ready to, you know
– He'll be building for the U.S. Open. That's why he's playing here.
Well, that's true too.
Yeah, that – ooh, That'd be exciting to watch. I would probably rather see Adam Scott win Torrey Pines U.S. Open than see him win Masters.
Really?
Yeah. I want a new guy winning Masters this year.
I would too. That'd be
nice.
When
I say new guy, I want my boy, either Mark Leishman or Ricky Fowler. Mark Leishman always plays good at the Masters.
Yeah.
He's going to get a dub one day.
I like Mark Leishman here also.
Mark Leishman minus 112. I like him.
So we're
next
going,
up. Oh, man. We're I going, hate this next one.
Yes, we're going right back to the Aussie matchup. Cameron Smith and Cameron Davis. Cameron Smith is minus 118. Cameron Davis is minus 108.
Another Team Australia matchup. Cameron Davis.
I love my boy Cam Smith, but I think the distance here, I'm going to go with Cameron Davis.
Cameron Davis is minus 108. I would say take that one. I think that's money right there. I think Cameron Davis is going to do really well here.
Yeah, I think.
God, I hope he does. I'm rooting for him so hard this week.
I think this is the matchup of whether or not you think the golf course fits the player, and I just don't think this golf course fits Cameron Smith.
Yeah, I definitely think Cam Davis plays better. I would take that. Minus 108, I would take it. Next, great, I get the guy I can't pronounce. we get Will Zalatoris versus Scottie Scheffler. I think I said that just right. Will Zalatoris versus Scottie Scheffler. Will Zalatoris is minus 116, and Scottie Scheffler is minus 112. I like Scottie Scheffler. Scottie Scheffler did miss the cut last week, but
I'm seeing a rebound.
Yeah, I think he wants a little comeback right here.
And they both hit it a pretty good ways.
Yeah. So you like Scottie Scheffler as well?
Yeah, I'll roll with Scotty.
Yeah,
we're not having too many disagreements so far.
No, we just had a few in the beginning. I think he definitely does well here.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to do, like, fantastic, but I think he does better than Will.
I think so. Will's kind of just fresh face on tour.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Billy Horschel versus Siwoo Kim.
Siwoo Kim.
Billy Horschel is minus 122. Siwoo Kim is minus 102.
Siwoo.
Shake it at it. Shake it at it.
Can't say that. Everybody's going to yell at us.
I'm probably going to go with Billy Horschel. He's got a decent track record here. I think Siwoo Kim's going to have a little bit of a hangover.
Burnt out.
And, yeah, I think I'm going to go with Billy.
God, I don't know. I'm not a big Billy Horschel guy.
I'm not a big Billy Horschel guy either, but I think this matchup is pretty heavy in his favor, I think.
I'm going to disagree.
You're going to go Siwoo?
I'm going to go Siwoo. I know he might be a little burnt out from last week, but I still think just that he's playing very good golf still, I think he plays better than Billy. Billy Horschel is playing good too, but I just really don't like Billy Horschel.
All right. Fair enough.
Siwoo. I wouldn't take that matchup, but ew. Bubba Watson versus Jason Kokrak.
I don't feel like this is a fair matchup at all.
They're both minus 112.
I know.
I think there's a clear winner here.
I'm taking Bubba all day.
Yep. Bubba Watson, take this matchup. They're both minus 112. I don't even have that much of an explanation. I mean, Bubba Watson's the better player. He has more course experience here. He hits it farther than this guy. He's a veteran player. Everything about this, I think Bubba is better.
Yeah, and I mean, well,
the only thing bad about it is that it's Bubba's debut.
That is true.
It might
be
Kokrak's debut. I don't know if it is or not.
You know, I'm not sure.
But, oh well.
But the thing I was going to say is, you know, we've been doing this longer than this show, a lot longer than this show. And in 2019, I was very high on Jason Kokrak all year. He was low key. He was under the radar all year pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, I took him in so many bets. And then in 2020, he just really fell off. I don't know if it was COVID or his just game. So, I don't really know where he is. And I mean, even when he was my go-to sneaky play in 2019, I just don't think he's as talented as Bubba Watson.
Yeah, no, I definitely think Bubba Watson does better. I 100% agree. I would take that. Bubba Watson's minus 112, I definitely take that.
I'm very interested in what you're going to say on this one.
You already know my answer to the next one.
Really?
Well, I'd hope so. I say he's going to be runner-up in the tournament yesterday.
Well, it is true. So we got Ricky Fowler going against Ryan Palmer.
Ryan Palmer, my boy!
Ricky Fowler is minus 118. Ryan Palmer is minus 108.
I love Ricky. I think he's a phenomenal player, but Ryan Palmer is doing better this week. This, of course, is not Ricky's course. That just no. That no no signs of this makes me point to Ricky. Ricky Fowler could finish top 20, sure. But I think Ryan Palmer might legitimately may win this tournament. So I'm 100%. Ryan Palmer's minus 108. I'm 100% taking Ryan Palmer over Ricky Fowler.
I'll probably follow you.
You follow me?
Yeah.
I like it. Ew. The next matchup, Riz. Gary Woodland versus Cameron Champ. I don't like Gary Woodland. That's why I said ew.
Yeah.
He's like the Food City brand of Brooks Koepka.
The Food City brand. I'm probably going to take Champ here. I know I mentioned Woodland yesterday.
Going against your pick, huh?
I just think – well, they're both – well, honestly, I don't know who hits it further between the two of them, but
– probably Cameron.
They've both got decent track records here, and
– you like Cameron Champ plus 102.
He's – yeah, I mean, more consistently-wise, he's been playing better than Gary Woodland. You know, Gary's just got that one showing from last week.
I'm going to disagree.
You're going to go with Gary.
I can't stand Gary Woodland. Well, I say that like I hate the guy.
I know. What do you – he doesn't do anything
wrong.
I just
say that just to say it. It's like the only guys I like generally don't like is like Keegan Bradley and Patrick Reed.
I'm pretty envious
Jason
of him.
Jason Dahm or Dahm, whatever that guy's name is. I can't
Joel stand Damon?
Him. Yeah, that guy.
Dahm?
Dahm. I can't. Those three guys I can't stand. But Gary Woodland, I don't necessarily have a problem with him. I just don't like him very much. I think Gary Woodland definitely does better than Cameron Champ. Not all even right. By a margin. I say definitely.
Wow.
Like maybe 15, 20 spots better.
Wow.
Yeah. You said Cameron Champ.
Yeah.
So write it down. Ooh, next up, Alex Noren versus Sam Burns. Alex Noren's minus 112, and Sam Burns is minus 112. Alex Noren played well last week.
Yeah, I don't
Sam
know.
Burns played okay last week.
I mean, it's pretty – I wouldn't touch this.
I wouldn't touch it either, but I like Alex Noren.
Sure.
I would just like to see – because Alex Noren has been around on tour just for a while now, and I would like to see him finally, like, elevate his career to the next step.
Right.
So I'm kind of rooting for him, but, hell, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't touch that, but I think Alex Noren does better.
Okay. So last week, you were pretty high on this guy, Charles Howell.
I wasn't high on him.
Well, you mentioned
him. I mentioned him.
Charles Howell going against John Huh?
Huh?
Charles Howell is minus 116. John Huh is minus 112.
Charles Howell.
I don't know. I'm probably going to take John Huh.
Charles Howell has a decent course record here.
I think both guys are playing decently well. I'm pretty sure John Huh has made the cut the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, he's playing good.
So, toss-up wise, I'll probably go John Hud just because I know Charles Howell doesn't hit it anywhere.
No.
I don't know as far as John is concerned.
I don't know. Like I said, Charles Howell is probably one of the most consistent golfers ever, in my opinion. But in 2018, Charles Howell did finish tied 6th here. In 2019, he was tied 20th. So I think just from Charles Howell being such a veteran player and knowing this course, I think he does well here.
Well, I mean, odds-wise, the advantage is definitely.
Yeah, Charles Howell is minus 116.
Right.
I like Charles Howell this week. You like John Huh?
John
Huh. next up, Francisco Molinari versus Corey Connors. Okay, so I was very curious about this guy earlier. People are talking about Corey Connors this week.
Really?
Not like talking about him, but like he's being mentioned, and because he's played here before, and I'm pretty sure he finished in the top 5 here before.
He does like Poana Greens. I do know that.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think he'll do well, but
I still think I feel like Francesco's still a better player.
That's because that's what I was gonna say is like I said in yesterday's episode in the recap. Francisco Molinari just kind of snuck in, like, I think it was 8th or 18th, something like that.
Yeah.
It's a big difference, but there's a 1 in front of him.
I want to say 8th.
Yeah. But he kind of snuck in there, and nobody talked about him. So I could see Francisco playing well here. I think he's going to be playing some good golf this year. Hopefully he's making a comeback.
Yeah, I would like to see him come back.
Yeah. I mean, I don't got anything against the guy. I think I would like to see him come back, because when he lost the Masters, that was just ugly.
Right.
That was ugly.
I think, yeah, I'm going to roll Molinari.
Here's your boy on the next one. Your boy.
Taylor Gooch versus Cameron Tringali.
The Gooch man.
The Gooch man. Taylor Gooch is minus 126. Cameron Tringali is minus 102.
The Gooch man wins it.
Yeah, I don't think this is close. Cameron Tringali is one of the most shortest hitters on tour.
Oh, really?
And this is the biggest ballpark on tour.
Yeah.
I do not like it.
Doesn't quite mix.
No.
He could do well, but that's just because they're short hitters doesn't mean they're not going to do well. Just the longer hitters have an advantage.
And I'm pretty sure I've seen Gooch on the leaderboard.
Yeah. No, he's playing good.
In past.
Yeah. He's doing relatively well. I take the Gooch man at minus 126.
One day we're going to get shirts that just going to have our logo on the front and then just say Gooch man on the back.
God, that's going to be brutal. Jordan Spieth versus Louis Oosthuizen.
Louis Oosthuizen.
Two guys I didn't mention at all in yesterday's episode.
I think I could see both of these guys missing the cut, to be honest with you.
I like Louis Oosthuizen, man. He's a funny guy.
If I was going to have to pick, I'd pick Louis.
I just love him. He's pride of America, man. I say pride of America because he looks like a UPS driver and he's sponsored by UPS. I just love it. UPS driver is a heart and soul. I think it's funny. I just like it.
So, both going with Oosthuizen?
I guess. I would love to see Spieth do well this year. I would love it.
Everybody's wanting that I've talked to seems like they want a Spieth comeback.
I want a Spieth comeback.
I do too. I just don't know if it's in the cards.
I don't think it's in the cards this week.
I think he's fully committed, it seems like, to doing exactly what Patrick Harrington did.
Yeah.
You know, he was on top of the world. He started chasing distance, and then now it's crumbling.
Yeah. I mean, well,
in my opinion,
I think you're right, but I think you're right when that was like 2 or 3 years ago. I think he's already crumbled. I think he's already hit the bottom.
Starting that rebuild.
Yeah, I think he's already hit the bottom. I mean, geez Louise, man. I mean, some of his tournaments have just been brutal. So the putts he's missed, the cuts he's missed.
It's odd to watch him play golf.
Yeah, it's just not the same.
I mean, he'll like – you watch him play a couple of holes on the TV or whatever, and he'll be playing fine, striping it, and then all of a sudden he just comes out of nowhere. And
yeah, like a just triple bogey or something. Like, it's just bad, like a quad. I would love to see Jordan do well, but I don't know. I don't think it's this week. I guess Jordan's like I said about Sungjae Im and Matt Wolf, they have to do something to prove for me to play them. Jordan Spieth's got to do a couple things.
Yeah.
Even if he goes out and wins this week, that ain't going to prove it to me. Just because that's just one win, and we all know Jordan Spieth.
Right. Who knows? So this next matchup, I don't think you're going to be able to change my mind. It's Rory McIlroy against Tony Finau.
I'll change your mind.
McIlroy is minus 152. Finau is the heavy. This is probably the heaviest dot, well, and the next one, actually. But Tony Finau is plus 120.
Yeah, I'll change your mind. Tony Finau is plus 120.
Money-wise?
I should change your mind right there.
Just the money?
Yeah.
There's no money in betting on Rory.
I think Tony does better than Rory. Maybe, unless Tony Finau wants to pull the crap he did this past weekend and, like, be up in the lead and then dunk it right in the water.
Yeah.
But Rory likes to do that stuff on Sundays, too.
That is true. That would be awesome, actually, to see them in a final pairing, because it'd just be one train wreck after another.
Honestly, yeah, I don't know. I would take Tony Finau here because he's plus 120, but Rory might finish better.
I mean, I don't think anybody's going to be surprised if the top five leaderboard at the end of the week goes like Rom, Rory, Finau, Xander.
I think you got that wrong.
Well, I'm not saying
it's going to go Cam Davis, Ryan Palmer, Rom, Finau, McIlroy. You heard it here first. If I get that right, oh my God. I'm posting this everywhere. So you like Rory? Still?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd take Finau.
Money-wise, if you're looking for an upset, Finau is definitely the way to go.
Next up, John Rahm versus Xander Schauffele. John Rahm's minus 152 and Xander's plus 120. I take John Rahm.
Yeah, I think the sportsbook are highly expecting McIlroy and Rahm to be contending.
Oh, yeah. Well, because they've just done so well here every time. like I said earlier, Xander's going to play well here. I haven't seen much course history with Xander here, unless it's the U.S. Open.
Right.
I mean, but I definitely think John Rahm finishes better, 100%.
It's just weird to see. I mean, because Xander's in the top 10 in the world. Yeah. Rahm's what, number two?
I think so.
It's kind of weird to see these odds.
Actually, you know what? No, never mind. I was thinking he was number two. I saw the FedEx points, but that's different.
Yeah.
I think no, Harris English is way up there.
So the next, we're both going.
Both Rahm. Go John Rahm over yeah. Xander. Nice 152.
Okay. So next up, we've got McIlroy versus Xander Schauffele.
McIlroy.
McIlroy's minus 126. Schauffele's minus 102.
McIlroy.
I think, yeah. Yeah. It's hard not to just put your money on him.
Yeah. Like I said, I really like Xander. But it's really hard to take Xander over Rory and Rahm, especially at Torrey Pines. That's just no.
Right.
If we were talking like Masters, then sure.
Yeah.
But this place, no. No way.
So what about this next one?
Ooh. See, I have both these guys in a lot of my lives.
I know. That's why.
It's John Rahm minus 176 and Tony Finau plus 144. Wow. That's definitely the biggest odds change here.
Yeah, for sure.
Jeez Louise. I really think John Rahm might win this week, but it just worries me because of his back last week.
Yeah.
And Tony Finau is playing great, and he's played great here before, but Tony Finau doesn't win. You just know he doesn't win.
Yeah. Well, and the thing with this bet, if I'm not taking Finau, I'm not making this bet.
Yeah, 176 isn't worth it for me.
No.
No.
Especially when you know his back's, you know, having issues right now.
It's too risky for
you're not even going to make profit enough to even matter. No. And you're dealing with the fact that this man could almost, I mean, he may withdraw. You never know.
God, I hope he doesn't. I have him on.
I know, it would tank my teams.
I have like three teams at the band. That would suck. I mean, honestly.
I'm going to play Finau just
yeah,
for
points. Yeah, I'd probably play Finau. I'm not taking that.
I'm not either. But
I would probably play Finau just because John Rahm is just a little scary.
Yeah.
But and we're also talking about this because John Rahm and Tony Finau, we think they're both going to be top five. So it's literally going to be like third and fourth or second and third, stuff like that. But take the next one.
All right. We got Harris English versus Patrick Reed. Harris English is minus 126. Patrick Reed is minus 102.
Harris English.
I'm probably going to go with English also.
I'd probably take that too.
Just for every reason why we stated before about Patrick Reed.
And stated about Harris English. Harris English being minus 126, I take that.
Yeah.
Definitely. Next up is Patrick Reed minus 118 and Hideki Matsuyama minus 108. Just say all the facts you stated earlier. I think Patrick Reed does better than Matsuyama.
Yeah.
I just really don't think Matsuyama. I know he has a great track record here. There's a lot of stuff that goes against me saying that, but I just think Patrick Reed does better.
Yeah.
Hideki's just not playing well. And in the turn, like the past tournaments that he's played in this year that he has played well in, he hasn't played well in those. So I really don't think he does well.
Right.
I think Patrick Reed definitely takes it home. That's minus 118 on Patrick Reed.
Yeah, I see Hideki getting going probably the Florida swing.
Yeah. All right, the very last matchup of the day. Take it away.
All right. We got Victor Hovland against Matthew Wolf. So
two of the newcomers.
Yeah.
Victor.
Two of the big the new big three.
Yeah.
I'm gonna probably go with Wolf. They're pretty similar players, other than Wolf hits it farther than Hovland. Their strokes gained approach are you know, they're both very good iron players, good ball strikers. The only thing is, I mean, both of their wedge games are pretty mediocre.
Yeah. I think Victor's is better.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go with the distance.
Matthew hits it farther, but Victor's better short game. I think Victor. Victor's minus 118, but you take Matthew Wolf, he's minus 108. That's better odds.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Wolf.
I like Victor. So I'm going Victor. All right.
Man's always got a smile on his face.
Yeah. Well, that's it for the matchups. I think there's about 25 of them. Seems they do that every week.
Yep.
But you guys heard it all here. We're in the future, Todd and I are going to write all these down, and we're going to compete against each other. We're going to keep track of our record just so everybody knows how good we're doing, because we've actually been very successful with this so far.
Yeah, it's actually been a This is the first time I've done matchups since sportsbook became, I guess, legal or whatever you want to call it in Tennessee. Yeah. So it's a different it's a different kind of betting that you got to get used to and know what which ones to take and which ones to steer clear from, because you can catch yourself just throwing money on all of them. Yeah. It's like
we've done it three times now, and we're pretty successful with it so far.
Yeah,
we're having a good time doing it. But again, this is just kind of our straighter to the point episode. Just kind of try to wrap it up, kind of try to keep it under a good amount of time. But other than that, we're super excited to launch next week, February 2nd and the 3rd, at Tuesday and Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm excited. TPC Scottsdale Phoenix Open.
And just to practice, because we haven't done this shit, at the very end of the show, we would just want to be like, hey, you want to follow our social medias at Morning Moly?
We haven't practiced that yet.
I know.
Okay, practice time. Ready? Go.
All right, guys. So thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Morning Mulligans. If you liked it, please feel free to subscribe. You can find us. Yeah, you can subscribe on.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought I'd just listen.
So feel free to subscribe. You can pretty much find us on any anywhere you get podcasts.
5-star reviews go a long way for us.
Yeah, we'd appreciate any 5-star reviews or any reviews you are willing to give us.
And also follow us on social media.
At Morning Moly.
On Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All Morning Moly. M-U-L-L-I. Moly.
Yep.
And other than that, thank you all for listening. And we'll see you guys next Tuesday.
On the very first episode going live.
Morning Mulligans!